Okay, so three stories is what we're going to share with you here. All of them are true, but one of them happened in the troubled state of Florida. So consistent that they need to be recognized, and that's what we do. We recognize the state of Florida for its consistent crazy, and it's a tip of the cap. It's a, I see what you're doing, and I like it, you know, and so forth. So you want to get in and compete, you can do that, 844-4WW-SHOW, and if you win... Well, you've spotted the Florida story first. Woody's got story number one.
Chelsea, trigger warning. Just going to warn you right now. Story number one involves a snake, but it's a happy story. It's an animal control officer called out to a home to get a common tree snake out of the way for the homeowner. And as he did so, the snake barfed up a frog. Okay. Maybe I should read you the headline. Animal control officer performs CPR to revive frog regurgitated by snake. We've all been there, right?
We've not all been there.
Your CPR classes, you're like, so there you are, retrieving a snake from a tree when it goes, bah! And a frog comes out. And according to this officer, he looked like a squashed frog full of mucus. As I went to remove the frog, its leg twitched. Couldn't believe it myself. I started to give it chest compressions to get some air in the frog, and then it kicked.
If you're getting air in the frog, 844-4WW-SHOW.
It kicked like its legs, or it kicked like it just gave up and died?
It kicked its legs. He rushed the frog to a vet where the frog needed pain medication and antibiotic cream to treat deep cuts on its back. The frog is named Lucky. And should be released back into the wild soon. Was it in Florida where an animal control officer performed CPR on a frog that was regurgitated by a snake?
Story number two, maybe a little bit more relatable. Let's say that you work for a construction company or in a finance department, and you apparently have access to a decent amount of money, and you decide, maybe I'm going to start sort of taking a little bit for me. Here's a little bit for the company, a little bit more for me. And at the end of the day, so to speak, it actually took a period of time, you have embezzled $490,000 from the company that you work for.
Wow.
Do you think once you start accumulating that money that you have a goal in mind? I don't necessarily mean a monetary goal, but that could be part of it. But I mean, you're like, when I get to X amount, I'm going to buy a boat. Or
burn the building down.
I'm going to get to that summer cabin that I've had my eye on. Or
I think there's
a car that I'm saving up for, and I'm stealing this money from my company and risking obviously losing my job and obviously going to jail if you're caught. That's got to be something important that you've set your sights on, right?
Yeah.
Well, the man in story number two is going to do 4 years in jail because of embezzling nearly $500,000. And with the money, what you would expect, he bought Pedigree Kittens. Not just the name of my new band. Now, I got to be honest, I don't even know what that is. Anybody? I mean, I know purebred dog.
Yeah.
And then there's cats. I wasn't aware that there was sort of a breakdown of the feline world as well.
But how?
Yeah, they have cat shows like they have dog shows.
Yeah, but I guess I just still thought those were just trained cats. All cats are cats, right? Unless you're that shaved one.
That's not shaved.
Right? There's
all these cats, and then there's the hairless one with the tuft on the end of its tail that looks like a lion.
No one's shaving the cat.
Whatever. There's two kinds of cats, regular and that freaky one.
Cool beans.
I didn't know there was more.
We're gonna need that. Nobody's shaving the cat.
But I mean, $400,000. So you're buying them, and then how much are they? Could they cost? So now you have a lot of pedigree cats. What are you doing with them?
Or are they that expensive? If you're buying a pedigree cat, is it like $100,000 for one of them? I don't know. I don't know any of these answers. I just know that usually when you see somebody stealing that kind of money, buying pedigree kittens isn't the first thing that they go to.
That's an investment, though, right?
In what?
I don't know.
Reproducing them?
Yeah, exactly.
But you only need two.
Oh, you think he's running like a stud farm?
Right.
For kittens?
Yeah. Well, I mean, eventually, not kittens.
Step into my office. Somebody do some work on that. Cool beans, find out what pedigree kittens means. Is it Florida is my big question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
You know, they say you can't go home. But the dude in story number three begs to differ as he was arrested for breaking into a former residence, threatening to kill the occupants, and then stealing something from the residence. You guys have all lived in various places. Wilcox, Chelsea, you ever leave something behind at a place you used to live and went, damn it, I wish I could break in and go get that.
I did, kind of, but I didn't break in.
No, nobody does it, but you wish you could go back and get it. What was it? Do you remember?
A bunch of stuff.
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's when I left New York. I couldn't take it all with me, so it stayed there in storage.
A dude in story number three broke into his former residence, threatened to kill the occupants, and stole a pulled pork sandwich. Now, granted, I love myself a pulled pork sandwich, but is it worth breaking in and stealing it from the proper residence?
Was it a hotel?
Not a hotel.
Well, how long are you leaving your pulled pork? Enough to switch over housing? Are we missing something?
I don't know if it was his pulled pork or that's just all he stole. I'm reading you that headline. Was it in Florida where the 35-year-old is behind bars after breaking into a place where he used to live and stealing a pulled pork sandwich? Stephen is up first to try and solve our quest. Stephen, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Well, being a pulled pork lover myself, I'm going with story number three.
You're a good man, and you are a winner. Nice job. In the Keys in Florida is where he broke into, Monroe County, Florida, to be exact.
And the dude who stole $500,000 and was buying pedigree kittens, not in this country, but England is where that one went down. By the way, when I Google pedigree kittens, all that comes up is English websites. So maybe just the terminology, pedigree kittens, is English only? So stuff is going from 200 pounds up to 500 pounds. They're selling cats for stud services.
Right.
I guess common sense tells you that that's a thing, but I didn't know that was a thing.
He's investing in cats.
How many? Again? How many do you need?
A lot, Chelsea.
What, did he just get like three cats and then go to the Cheesecake Factory with the rest? I need more info.
You need money to make money. You need kittens to make kittens.
It doesn't specify anymore. I'm still working.
And an animal control officer in Australia is the one that performed CPR on a frog that was regurgitated by a snake. Stay out of Australia.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.